Blog Talk Radio.
I think we all in the right place. All right. Let me calm back. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is the part y'all won't see on the video. Let me look at my paper. What I'm going to do next. Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Reader, thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. Father God, we bless your name today. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Sing praises to your name today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We honor your name. For what you came on, Papa. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us already today. Tremendous Tuesday. We thank you, Lord, for the victories that we've already on today.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your favor.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are now the blessing. Hallelujah. Yes. We thank you, O God. That others come to us. And what you poured into us, we're able to pour into them. We thank you.
Jesus. Yes, sir.
Father God, we thank you for Bible. Your word declares and even commands to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
Your word is truth, Lord. So you've ordained this Bible study. And when you do that, you attend to that ordination, blessing. So we are blessed just to be here today. We are blessed just to be listening and be takers of Bible study today. We glorify,
amen.
Praise, we magnify your name today. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Say the Lord God, we beat you in your satisfaction. Behind us, Satan, we curse you for the root and command you to be bound in these things. And Father God, we thank you, every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of our voices, meeting them at the point of their need, and then giving them super abundantly above. And we praise your name. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest, 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase of blessing on the seed sown tonight. And we praise your name. We glorify your name. We honor you. We bless your name. We worship your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Just a quick note before we get back into the nine, hallelujah, types of prayer. The first Tuesday in January, we'll start the next, the fifth semester of Institute of Biblical Learning. And this is going to be an ambitious semester. Number one, the semester is going to be divided into three sets of three Tuesdays each. For the first class on that Tuesday, the first session will be spiritual maturity. It will last for three consecutive weeks, and then it's finished for that semester. The next 3 weeks, the next session, the consecutive week of the power of prayer and fast. And then the last week of that session, the last session, which is the last 3 weeks, will be how to heal the sick. And that's the first class time, the first 40 minutes. The second 40 minutes is going to be taught by Pastor Peters. And the first one is, first 3 weeks, that's the first session, is the history of the English Bible. The second session, which is the next 3 weeks, is Know Your Bible. The last session, which is the last 3 weeks, is going to be how to develop a culture of excellence. Hallelujah. We've changed that title because we're going to do church membership, but we want something more powerful than local church membership. So it's going to be entitled How to Develop a Culture of Excellence. So that wherever you go, whatever you do, you're going to be excellent. So that class is in 9 weeks in that semester. Let you know right now that, hallelujah, the cost of this semester is going to be $60. Now, you can cut that in half by feeding somebody with you in the class. That means you only have to pay $30 for their whole semester. And whoever you bring pays $30. Or you can bless them and just pay $6 for the whole semester. Point is to get into the semester. Hallelujah. Now, some folks say, well, I don't have all that at once. There is an installment plan. There are no scholarships on this one because this is advanced stuff. There's no scholarships, but you can do it this way. The first session is $25. That's the first 3 weeks. The next session is $25. That's 3 more weeks. And the last session is $25. That's the last 3 weeks. That total is $75. So you save by spending the $60 up front instead of installment. I'm telling you all of this way ahead of time so that you can start saving and so you can find someone who just doesn't want to be a bench warmer, but they want to be a co-worker in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I've heard that before. Have y'all heard that before? A co-worker in the kingdom?
Yeah.
See, we don't just want our church members to get that. We want co-workers in the kingdom.
Amen.
Use the phraseology anymore about church membership. I want a co-worker in the kingdom. What we're about is getting co-workers in the kingdom. One of the other things I'm going to share with you, it is a requirement of this ministry to have at least one certificate, to possess at least one certificate from a semester in the Institute of Biblical Learning, if you are a leader. If you've already gotten it, you could just square it away. But if you need to get it, I suggest you get a hold of this, get into this next semester. It's going to prepare you to be dynamo in God's
Amen.
Name. Pastors are going to come to you, ask you for direction. Because of what you know and what you've learned in the Institute of Biblical Learning.
Amen.
people from far and wide say, where did you get this from? You can tell them I got it from the Word of God. I got it from the Holy Spirit. You don't need to mention this church's name or my name. Or you just talk, give the glory to Jesus.
Amen.
So that if you're led by the Spirit, He's going to lead you to all truth. Come on now.
That's right.
So I wanted to share this with you. So if y'all need more explanation, you know, you can call us and we'll give it to you. You want to register in advance. The Holy Ghost just hit me. He said, if you register in advance, glory to God, I'm going to knock $10 off of that $60.
Woo-hoo!
Amen.
$50. And if you bring somebody with you, it's like cutting that in half. That's $25 per person.
Amen.
So,
amen.
My effort is not to make a mess. My effort is to develop co-workers in the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Co-workers in the kingdom. You heard?
Amen.
I ain't messing around, y'all.
Amen.
And this, we learning right along with you. Is that right, Pastor Peters?
Amen.
We are learning right along with you. We students, too. Now, I think they give us a privilege not to have to pay for the semester. But hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If the Holy Ghost says we had to pay, too, we're going to pay.
Learning on the job.
Glory to God. But anyway.
Thank you, Lord.
We have been dealing with the 9 types of prayer. Have y'all been learning something about the 9 types of prayer, y'all?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Tonight is the culmination of this teaching. You may do it again some other time, but it's a culmination. It's the last one is praying in the Spirit. And actually, there are 3 parts to that, so you're going to hear 3 audios of praying in the Spirit. Are y'all ready?
We're ready.
Hallelujah.
Armed and dangerous.
Hallelujah.
Tongues, it could also be praying in your native language, whatever that is, whether that's English or something else. But most of the time when you're praying in the Spirit, you're actually speaking in tongues. And since this is such a broad subject, or I should say such a big subject that people have so many opinions about, and most opinions are just based on secondhand knowledge that they've heard. In fact, I'll tell you that many churches across America, even the ones that believe in speaking in tongues, don't believe in necessarily practicing and speaking in tongues. Or they're so guarded over allowing tongues to be spoken within their church because they're so concerned about, you know, the interpretations or things of that nature. And so today we're going to talk about praying in the Spirit. Now, one of the things I'm going to tell you that we're going to do as well is that next week, starting next week, the Lord has informed me that we're going to go ahead and be picking up a new series, and it's going to be over the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. We'll go over a little bit of that later within this teaching, and we'll touch on that at times within this teaching. But starting next week, we're going to be teaching on the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the reason why I bring that up is because as we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we're going to directly be talking about praying in tongues. We're also going to be talking about the interpretation of tongues. And we're going to be talking about prophecy, which ties those two together, and we'll talk about that next week. Today, I want to talk to you, though, about praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is one of the most vital things you can do when you're praying. In fact, in your prayer time, one of the things it tells us is praying unceasingly. When we pray in the Spirit, that is something that we can do at all times. That does not have to be out loud. In fact, I will tell you it's powerful to do it out loud, but you have to be selective about when you do it out loud. What I mean by that is when you pray in tongues, it's not edifying to someone else. In other words, it doesn't build them up. Why? Because they simply don't understand what you're saying. And when they don't understand what you're saying, edification through praying in tongues is meant to build up your spirit. And there's different supporting reasons on why you pray in tongues or different things that come from that. We'll cover that within this mini teaching. But that being said, praying in tongues is something you need to be guarded over doing in front of others, because you don't want to throw them off. You don't want to make them go afraid or, you know, go astray or scare them or something. But it's something you can do at any time. And I will tell you that as a believer, you should speak out loud in tongues as often as you can when you're in private or in your home, but when you, but you can pray in this at any time. In fact, you can be in a business meeting, you can be, you know, at your work, at your desk, whatever, and you could be praying in the spirit. Now, some people might say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, stay with us over the next day or two, because we're going to cover that. The first thing I want to get into, though, is what praying in tongues is. When you pray in the spirit, you are directly fellowshipping with God. Now, how do we do that? Well, when you become a believer, and be mindful, no one who is not a believer, in other words, if someone is not saved, if they have not received their salvation, they are not filled with the Holy Spirit, and they will not be able to speak in tongues. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not imitators out there, and that doesn't mean that there's not people out there who can pretend. I remember listening to Jesse Duplantis a while back, and he was talking about a meeting he was at, and he was talking about how they'd come around and lay hands on people, and this is when, you know, before he got saved. And he said he was talking to a guy, and the guy said, man, if they come around here, I'm going to act like I can speak in tongues. And he was saying something silly like, someone stole my Honda, someone stole my Honda, someone stole my Honda. And what he was saying was, someone stole my Honda really fast, someone stole my Honda. But he said it over and over, so they thought he was speaking in tongues. It was kind of funny. Anyways, when you're speaking in tongues, what you're basically doing is this. You're allowing the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which God has given to us, to speak directly to the Father through your spirit, man. Now, I might have lost some people there. So like I said, we're going to take our time and break this down. When you're speaking in tongues, you're allowing the Holy Spirit that's inside you speak through your spirit, man, to the Father. He'll do it in utterances. He'll do it in groanings. Sometimes he'll do it in tongues of men or tongues of angels. But he's speaking directly to the Father through your spirit, man, when you yield to that. Now, why would you do that? Well, it tells us in the Word that the spirit cannot understand the flesh, and the flesh does not understand the spirit. Who is the devil? The devil is not a spirit devil. The devil is a flesh devil. I'm going to say that again. The devil is not a spirit devil. The devil is a flesh devil. And when we're praying in tongues, when we allow the Holy Spirit to pray through our spirit to the Father, we're praying about things that the devil does not understand, because spirit does not understand flesh, and flesh does not understand spirit. We're going to take our time and really break this subject down and go over what it means to speak in tongues and why it's beneficial. But what I want to share with you is that as we do this intro teaching to speaking in tongues, we're going to be covering over the next couple days. And as we do that, we just want to share with you that speaking in tongues is something that is vital to the body of Christ. In fact, I want to read you a scripture where it talks about it. Some people feel that speaking in tongues does not happen anymore. They feel that was something that happened within the Old or New Testament when Jesus was around and right after he left, but that it doesn't happen anymore. I'm going to tell you that that's false. In fact, it tells us that in Romans 8:26. But first, I want to read you another scripture. I want to read you 1 Corinthians 14:2. This is what it says. It says, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. So remember, when you speak in tongues, it's so you can speak or pray in the spirit. You're praying directly to God. And when it says you're praying mysteries, it simply means that it may be something that you don't understand what you're praying about, but the Holy Spirit does, and it's something he needs you to pray about so that he can go to work for you. Remember, faith without works is dead. It's one thing to believe in faith, but it's another to operate in faith, because you have a required action of you. You have to operate in faith. And the way you operate in faith is by speaking out God's words. And when we speak out God's words, sometimes that's the direct scripture from the Bible. But other times that's allowing the Holy Spirit, yielding to the Holy Spirit, to pray through our spirit, man, to the Lord. I want to read you one more scripture before we close, and this is out of Romans 8:26. And this is for all the naysayers out there that say that speaking in tongues happened only right after, you know, in the book of Acts, and since then it hasn't happened. Well, in case you don't know, Romans comes after the book of Acts. Let's go to Romans 8:26. This is the Apostle Paul talking. And the reason why this is so important, all the original 12 apostles learned directly from Jesus. But Paul did not learn from Jesus. Paul received his instruction directly from and through the Holy Spirit. That's so important because it's the same Holy Spirit that led and taught him that is teaching us today through the Word of God. Let's read Romans 8:26. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." I'm going to read that last part again. "But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Guys, when we pray in the Spirit, we're yielding to the Holy Spirit to speak through our spirit to God. And it's something that's definitely around today. Now, if you don't believe in that, that's okay. I'm not pushing this on you. I'm not saying you have to speak in tongues. But I'm telling you that as a person who believes in God, as a believer, if you're not praying in the Spirit, you're disabling or refusing to use one of your most powerful spiritual weapons you've ever been given. In fact, I will tell you that praying in the Spirit, when you talk about your spiritual arsenal, ranks right up there with the name of Jesus and with the blood of Jesus. It is so important because it is the Holy Spirit praying through your spirit man directly to the Father. It's like having a bat phone directly to God. I talked about the bat phone, but back in the old Batman days, you know, they had the bat phone where they'd call Batman when they needed help. And then they went to the spotlight in the sky. You know, it's like having that direct phone that goes to the president, that red phone they show on TV sometimes. This is so much more powerful than that. This is a direct line to go directly to the Father whenever you need to pray about something. Whether you understand what you're praying about or not is irrelevant. It's directly going to the Father and praying about it. Guys, I hope you enjoyed our teaching today. Like I said, stick around with us because over the next couple days, we're going to talk about praying in the Spirit. We are just dabbling in it now. But we're going to talk about the importance of praying in the Spirit, what you do with it and why it's important, and we're going to talk about benefits that come directly to it. And when we close our teaching series out, we're going to close it out with how you can receive the gift of praying into the Spirit if you haven't received that already. Guys, as always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com where you can check out all of our teachings 24 hours a day at no cost. You can stream them on there 24 hours a day. In addition, we invite you to check out our YouTube channel where you can subscribe and share it with friends. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hallelujah. Before we begin a conversation and comments, I want to clarify something. When Neil said that the devil is a flesh devil, playground, he can attack the Holy Spirit in you. You know, he can't mess with the Spirit of God that's in you. His attack is on your flesh, in your flesh. He's a flesh. That's what he's seeking, to weaken you through your flesh. So I wanted to get that clear. I'll pass the pieces. We have 5 minutes to discuss.
I can't hear her.
Okay, Pastor Peaches.
I said, did everybody get the two scriptures, 1 Corinthians 14:2 and Romans 8:26?
Well, what was the scripture?
1 Corinthians 14:2, and Romans 8:26. Any questions, comments?
Oh, I didn't understand, Pastor, when you just said something about the flesh, when you talking about the flesh devil, could you repeat that?
Okay. The area in which the devil can attack is in the flesh.
Right.
He can't attack the Holy Spirit in you. Mm. He's already been defeated in the spirit realm.
Okay.
His attack is in the flesh. He's a flesh devil. His playground is the flesh.
Okay.
All sicknesses of the devil. All the doubt and disbelief and bitterness and anger, all that. That's what the devil gives you. If you want to understand fully clearly what I'm talking about, Galatians 5, 19 through 21 tells you about all the flesh.
Okay. All right.
That's the devil's playground, is the flesh. He's not a spirit. He does not reign in the spirit realm. He is not the leader of the spirit realm.
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit of God, Almighty God.
Okay.
It's the flesh that he deals with.
Okay.
That's why I want to make that clear, because some folks may not understand that. And I believe that Neil had another teaching that talked about the difference between the devil flowing in the flesh and trying to flow in the spirit.
Okay.
The devil and all his dumb demons are that. They're evil spirits. But they have been defeated in the spirit realm by the Holy Spirit and the Most High God, by God and all of his mighty angels. So when you hear somebody say that, he's a flesh devil. That's his playground. That's his amusement park. That's his soul that he tries to pull us down, try to drag us down in, is the flesh. Because the Bible says that several times that the flesh is enmity against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And that's oil and water. They don't mix. So that's what that was talking about. Is that a little more?
Yes, I understand now.
Okay. Anybody? I'm finished.
Yes.
Pastor Peters, go ahead. I don't know how many minutes you got left.
1 minute, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2.
One more minute.
And speaking, when you're speaking, also, Satan can't cross over that line. That's a conversation between you and God. Because when you're praying, sometimes, and you're using natural words, he can come into your thoughts to distract you and things like that. But when you speak in the spirit, it's totally between you and God.
Amen. That's so true. Pastor Peter, may I comment?
Yeah, quickly.
That's so true. And often you have somebody that will come to you and say, can you pray for me? They won't tell you what the problem is, but that doesn't stop you from praying. Because you can just say, you can go into your prayer language. It's so easy. It's easy to go into. You get saved and your Holy Spirit comes and you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's easier to go into your prayer language. I mean, if y'all don't have prayer language, y'all living beneath your privilege.
Amen.
A lot of situations come up where you don't know what to say.
That's right.
I mean, sometimes, look, I know some of y'all think that I talk a whole lot.
Time up, but please continue your comment, Pastor.
Okay. Okay, but
continue to comment.
Often, I don't know what to say. But you know what I do? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm finished. So, are we ready for the next?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, please, God.
Today's topic that we're going to be speaking about is called Praying in the Spirit, and this is part two in this teaching. Again, today... If you didn't catch yesterday's teaching, I highly advise you to go back as we gave some really good foundational work as far as what praying in the Spirit is, which is referred to as oftentimes praying in tongues. So if we didn't watch that, I invite you to go back and check that out and then pick us back up on this video. Your learning, I believe, will be increased. Obviously, as you know, if you've been with us, we're right now covering the last couple weeks, different types of prayer that are covered in the Bible. In fact, we're covering 9 different types of prayer that we feel the Bible talks about. We list these as main prayers the Bible states in the Bible. And as we're doing that, one of the things that we're covering now is praying in the Spirit. And praying in the Spirit is often referred to as praying in tongues. It doesn't always have to be praying in tongues. You can certainly pray in the Spirit in your native language, but usually praying in the Spirit revolves around praying in tongues. And tongues, for a lot of people who don't understand what tongues is simply a prayer language you receive from the Lord that allows you to communicate directly with Him. The reason why people sometimes don't understand it is because there's so many opinions floating around in the world, even within churches, about what it is or isn't. And I will tell you that there's a great lack of understanding within the body of Christ on what tongues is, its effectiveness, and how to use it, and why it's beneficial. Today we're going to cover some of the benefits, not all, it's not an exhaustive list, but today we're going to be covering a list of items that are why speaking in tongues or praying in the Spirit is beneficial. These are things I found true within my own life, and I'm certainly excited to share them with you. You know, it tells us in the Word that the Lord tells us His Word that my people perish for a lack of knowledge or lack of understanding. When people have a lack of understanding about how God operates, about what His Word says, and about how His Spirit moves, then we're hindered or limited in our knowledge and receiving complete and total victory through Christ. Why? Because if you don't understand all of His Word, if you don't understand how His Spirit moves, and you don't understand His character, how are you ever supposed to apply that, walk in confidence with that, and be able to go boldly before the throne in prayer for the things you need answers to, or the things you need, or the things you desire to be able to help yourself or help others out? I'm going to tell you, praying in the Spirit is what I consider to be one of your most valuable weapons within your spiritual arsenal. In fact, for me, I believe that this is such an impactful and powerful gift that's been given to you as a believer. It's your right as a believer that it ranks up there with being able to leverage the name of Jesus than being able to leverage the blood of Jesus. Praying in the Spirit is so important. And as believers, when we know what that is and how to leverage it, it increases our walk. Now, a couple things I want to clarify. Sometimes people think that when they pray in tongues, there always has to be an interpretation. And that's actually not accurate. What we're going to do starting next week is we're going to be covering the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those are broken down actually into 3 groups of 3. You have your power gifts, your inspirational or motivational gifts, as they're referred to sometimes, and then you have your revelation gifts. Your inspiration or motivational gifts are actually 3 different gifts. That's the gift of speaking in tongues, it's the gift of interpreting in tongues, and the gift of prophecy, which ties the two together. And when I say ties the two together, we'll get to that and what that actually means. So stay tuned with us if you really want to learn what this subject is about, because this is so important for you to know as a believer. I want to start off with a little bit of foundational teaching, foundational scriptures, I should say, and then I'm going to go right into the benefits of speaking in tongues or praying in the Spirit. The first thing we want to go into is 1 Corinthians, and this is 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Now, when we talk about this, when it says about speaking mysteries and that no one understands him, no one understands him unless there's an interpretation. Like I say, we're going to get to that. But we'll get to that next week, or in our next series, I should say. But that being said, speaking in tongues or speaking in mysteries means that you may not understand naturally what you're praying about, but praying in tongues is when the Holy Spirit prays through your spirit man directly to the Father. Again, praying in tongues is when you yield to the Holy Spirit and you allow the Holy Spirit to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. I want to read you another one, and this is out of the book of Romans. There are so many teachings out there of people or faith-driven denominations, and this is not knocking on anybody, but some people just believe that speaking in tongues is not real anymore. It doesn't exist. It only operated during a short period during the books of Acts, which is right after Jesus, you know, right after his resurrection, and the apostles were filled in the upper room with all the other 120 who were there, Gentiles alike and everything, and they started speaking in tongues, and people wondered what was going on with that, okay? What I'm going to tell you is that speaking in tongues, okay, is a gift from the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how to receive the gift. Today we're going to talk about the benefits, okay? Now, one thing I want you to know, sometimes when people hear a tongue, they may not understand it, and they're wondering what language that is. Now, here's something the Lord wanted me to, that he impressed on me to share with you. When someone speaks in a tongue, they're either in tongues of a man or they're tongues of an angel. What I mean is they're tongues of man or tongues of angels. If they're tongues of men, that doesn't have to be a current language or dialect that's in this world today. It could be something from the past that doesn't exist anymore or is not in practice anymore. At other times, when it's in the language of an angel, I will tell you that sounds much different. One time I was at a Bible study that I led, and afterwards we got in prayer, and as we did a prayer circle, there was someone who really needed some prayer, so they came to the middle, we laid hands on them and prayed. And as we did, I just encourage everybody, if you know how to pray in the Spirit, start praying now so we can magnify God's presence. It was something I felt impressed to do. So corporately as a group, we started praying in the Spirit. As we did that, one of the things that happened is this one lady went off on the tongue, and I'm like, what is that? But we prayed, and we turned around, and we prayed over this person. They received their healing, just so you know. Well, the Lord turned around, and I asked him later, Lord, what was that? I've never heard that before. And he shared with me that what I had witnessed or heard was a tongue of angels. So sometimes when we pray, it's not just in tongues of men, it's in tongues of angels. Let's go ahead and go into what the benefits are. But before I do, let me read to you the scripture out of Romans. The scripture out of Romans is Romans 8:26. This is what it says. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That being said, let's go into the benefits of praying in tongues or speaking in the Spirit. Yesterday we talked about what it is. Today we're talking about some of the benefits, not all of them, but some of the benefits. And tomorrow we're going to talk about how to receive the gift if you don't have it already and how to leverage or use it. Let's go ahead and go into our list. These are the benefits of praying in the Spirit. Direct fellowship with God. It allows you to have direct fellowship with God. Remember, it's the Holy Spirit praying through your spirit to God. Praying in the Spirit brings rest, refreshing, and peace. Oftentimes when you turn around and you pray in the Spirit, I will tell you at times when I've been unsettled or uneasy about a situation, maybe I have a strong worry that's trying to come on me, and I cast it, I literally get it and throw it on the Lord, which we talked about that last week, or earlier, I should say, in this series. When we do that, praying in tongues will often bring you rest, refreshing, but it also brings you peace and calm to your situation. Let's continue reading. Now, in addition to that, we also have personal edification. In other words, this builds us up spiritually. A lot of times people try to use their justification that you shouldn't speak in tongues because it only personally edifies you. But they don't know what edifying means. Edification is the act of building yourself up. But it's not just building yourself up physically. What you're doing is you are building yourself up spiritually. In other words, you're strengthening or growing your spirit man. Let's continue reading. We also have builds up God's presence and the atmosphere we're in. Sometimes when I go in to do a teaching, whether if it's in the past when it was a Bible study or if I was leading a class, or if I'm turning around and I'm going in to minister to a large crowd or whatever, you know, if I'm invited to convention, I'll often get there early and go in that atmosphere and start speaking in the Spirit or praying in the Spirit, I should say, to magnify God's atmosphere in that environment so that his works can be done. Let's continue. We also have it elevates or magnifies your level of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. We have the ability to praise in the Spirit, and so this elevates, magnifies your level of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. It also helps to increase our sensitivity to being led and hearing God's voice. One of the things that people turn around and ask me probably most often is, how can I hear from God better? Well, in order to be led by the Holy Spirit or to hear God's voice better, the more time you spend praying in the Spirit, the more that will increase within your life. It creates a sensitivity to being led and hearing God's voice. The next one we have is it develops God's anointing and increases its presence. So again, it develops God's anointing within your life and it increases its presence. In other words, there are times when you spend time praying in the Spirit, that anointing that's on you, it develops it. And as it increases it, you'll get clear understanding of what it is you need to do, what your next steps are, exactly how to grow in that. It builds that anointing on your life. And remember, anointing is when God blesses your abilities or your resources to accomplish his works that he's called for you to do within his within your life. And that brings glory to him. The next one we have is that it also allows us to pray about the future. And then the next one we have is it enables God to arrange deliverance and or protection for us or others. This is one of the most valuable things by praying in the Spirit. When we pray in the Spirit, it allows us to be able to pray about the future, our future or just the future in general, and it allows us to impact that. It tells us in Romans 4:17 that we have the ability to call things not as they were, but as they're meant to be. It also allows us that when we pray, it enables God to arrange protection or deliverance for us or others. Now, when I say it enables God, sometimes think, well, God's all-powerful. He can do whatever he wants. God is all-powerful. The question about faith, or not question, but the thing you have to understand is it's not about whether God has the power to do something. It's whether he has the authority to. Now, that throws a lot of people off, but here's what I'm going to tell you, or it can throw people off, so I should say, because based on what they taught is that God, everything's in God's control. But that's not accurate, and it doesn't line up with God's word. God has the power to do anything, anything. God has the power to do anything, but it doesn't mean he has the authority to. Why? Because we, as his children, he's given the authority to us through his son, Jesus Christ, and it's up to us to bring those things to pass. Remember, faith without works is dead, and the way you bring something to pass is by speaking it out. It's by using the authority in your spirit through your voice, exercising your faith to call those things that be not as they were, but as they are meant to be. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's teaching. As always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com, where you can find all of our teachings. You can stream them 24 hours a day at no cost from there. In addition, we invite you to swing by our social media and connect with us. We invite you to go by our YouTube channel. We also invite you to go by our Facebook page or our Twitter. And at that point, we're inviting you to connect with these. Get connected, like them, share them, subscribe to them, and then share them with your friends. If these teachings are helping you, there's a good chance they're going to help others as well, and it'll open the doors for you to being able to explain to them things that you've wanted to talk to them or are led to talk to them about. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hallelujah. Any questions or comments?
Yes, yes. I didn't get number two.
An increase of sensitivity?
Yes, so that increase of sensitivity?
Huh.
Wow, I thought I said rest, peace, and something. And peace.
That was the first one, I think. It gives you rest, peace, calm.
Did that go with direct? I said direct fellowship with God.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's number one. Direct fellowship with God. Then number two is the give you comfort, rest, peace, refreshing.
Rest, peace. Comfort, right?
Refreshing.
He said increased sensitivity, right?
The next one is increased sensitivity to God. You know.
Before increased sensitivity was it elevates
Right.
Elevates and magnify.
What about person edification?
Personal edification? You don't have to get them in the same order, but just so you know what the benefits are.
Building up God's presence, salvation.
Edifying, building you up, so you be sensitive to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Using your prayer language, you actually go into the. You can go into the future.
Okay. All right. So what's number 9 and 10 then?
Oh my goodness!
Because I didn't get it because he started to go so fast.
Okay, you know what? This is so important because a lot of people don't see the benefit of speaking in tongues. I'm gonna play this one again. Is that all right?
Yes.
Yes.
We have time.
Yeah, because he was going so fast.
Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, let's see if we can get that back again.
Thank you, Jesus.
You put it back on.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Our series on types of prayer, and today's teaching is
praying in the spirit.
You are praying in the spirit. Get ready. Today's topic that we're going to be speaking about is called praying in the spirit, and this is part two in this teaching. Again, today's topic that we're speaking about is called praying in the spirit, and this is part two in this teaching. If you didn't catch yesterday's teaching, I highly advise you to go back as we gave some really good foundational work as far as what praying in the spirit is, which is referred to as oftentimes praying in tongues. So if you didn't watch that, I invite you to go back and check that out and then pick us back up on this video. Your learning, I believe, will be increased. Obviously, as you know, if you've been with us, we're right now covering the last couple weeks different types of prayer that are covered in the Bible. In fact, we're covering nine different types of prayer that we feel the Bible talks about. We list these as main prayers the Bible states in the Bible. And as we're doing that, one of the things that we're covering now is praying in the Spirit. And praying in the Spirit is often referred to as praying in tongues. It doesn't always have to be praying in tongues. You can certainly pray in the Spirit in your native language, but usually praying in the Spirit revolves around praying in tongues. And tongues, for a lot of people who don't understand what tongues is simply a prayer language you receive from the Lord that allows you to communicate directly with Him. The reason why people sometimes don't understand it is because there's so many opinions floating around in the world, even within churches, about what it is or isn't. And I will tell you that there's a great lack of understanding within the body of Christ on what tongues is, its effectiveness, and how to use it, and why it's beneficial. Today we're going to cover some of the benefits, not all, it's not an exhaustive list, but today we're going to be covering a list of items that are why speaking in tongues or praying in the Spirit is beneficial. These are things I found true within my own life, and I'm certainly excited to share them with you. You know, it tells us in the Word that the Lord tells us His Word that my people perish for a lack of knowledge or lack of understanding. When people have a lack of understanding about how God operates, about what His Word says, and about how His Spirit moves, then we're hindered or limited in our knowledge and receiving complete and total victory through Christ. Why? Because if you don't understand all of His Word, if you don't understand how His Spirit moves, and you don't understand His character, how are you ever supposed to apply that, walk in confidence with that, and be able to go boldly before the throne in prayer for the things you need answers to, or the things you need, or the things you desire, to be able to help yourself or help others out? I'm going to tell you, praying in the Spirit is what I consider to be one of your most valuable weapons within your spiritual arsenal. In fact, for me, I believe that this is such an impactful and powerful gift that's been given to you as a believer. It's your right as a believer that it ranks up there with being able to leverage the name of Jesus than being able to leverage the blood of Jesus. Praying in the Spirit is so important, and as believers, when we know what that is and how to leverage it, it increases our walk. Now, a couple things I want to clarify. Sometimes people think that when they pray in tongues, there always has to be an interpretation, and that's actually not accurate. What we're going to do starting next week is we're going to be covering the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and those are broken down actually into three groups of three. You have your power gifts, your inspirational or motivational gifts, as they're referred to sometimes, and then you have your revelation gifts. Your inspiration or motivational gifts are actually three different gifts. It's the gift of speaking in tongues, it's the gift of interpreting in tongues, and the gift of prophecy, which ties the two together. And when I say ties the two together, we'll get to that and what that actually means. So stay tuned with us if you really want to learn what this subject is about, because this is so important for you to know as a believer. I want to start off with a little bit of foundational teaching, foundational scriptures, I should say, and then I'm going to go right into the benefits of speaking in tongues or praying in the Spirit. The first thing we want to go into is 1 Corinthians, and this is 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Now, when we talk about this, when it says about speaking mysteries and that no one understands him, no one understands him unless there's an interpretation. And like I said, we're going to get to that. But we'll get to that next week, or in our next series, I should say. But that being said, speaking in tongues or speaking in mysteries means that you may not understand naturally what you're praying about, but praying in tongues is when the Holy Spirit prays through your spirit man directly to the Father. Again, praying in tongues is when you yield to the Holy Spirit and you allow the Holy Spirit to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. I want to read you another one, and this is out of the book of Romans. There are so many teachings out there of people or faith-driven denominations, and this is not knocking on anybody, but some people just believe that speaking in tongues is not real anymore. It doesn't exist. It only operated during a short period during the books of Acts, which is right after Jesus, right after his resurrection, and the apostles were filled in the upper room with all the other 120 who were there, Gentiles alike and everything, and they started speaking in tongues, and people wondered what was going on with that, okay? What I'm going to tell you is that speaking in tongues, okay, is a gift from the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how to receive the gift. Today we're going to talk about the benefits, okay? Now, one thing I want you to know, sometimes when people hear a tongue, they may not understand it, and they're wondering what language that is. Now, here's something the Lord wanted me to, that he impressed upon me to share with you. When someone speaks in a tongue, they're either in tongues of a man or they're tongues of an angel. What I mean is they're tongues of man or tongues of angels. If they're tongues of men, that doesn't have to be a current language or dialect that's in this world today. It could be something from the past that doesn't exist anymore or is not in practice anymore. At other times when it's in the language of an angel, I will tell you that sounds much different. One time I was at a Bible study that I led, and afterwards we got in prayer, and as we did a prayer circle, there was someone who really needed some prayer, so they came to the middle, we laid hands on them and prayed. And as we did, I just encourage everybody, if you know how to pray in the Spirit, start praying now so we can magnify God's presence. It was something I felt impressed to do. So corporately as a group, we started praying in the Spirit. As we did that, one of the things happened, this one lady went off on the tongue, and I'm like, what is that? But we prayed, and we turned around, and we prayed over this person. They received their healing, just so you know. Well, the Lord turned around, and I asked him later, Lord, what was that? I've never heard that before. And he shared with me that what I had witnessed or heard was a tongue of angels. So sometimes when we pray, it's not just in tongues of men, it's in tongues of angels. Let's go ahead and go into what the benefits are. But before I do, let me read to you the scripture out of Romans. The scripture out of Romans is Romans 8:26. This is what it says. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That being said, let's go into the benefits of praying in tongues or speaking in the Spirit. Yesterday we talked about what it is. Today we're talking about some of the benefits, not all of them, but some of the benefits. And tomorrow we're going to talk about how to receive the gift if you don't have it already and how to leverage or use it. Let's go ahead and go into our list. These are the benefits of praying in the Spirit. Direct fellowship with God. It allows you to have direct fellowship with God. Remember, it's the Holy Spirit praying through your spirit to God. Praying in the Spirit brings rest, refreshing, and peace. Oftentimes when you turn around and you pray in the Spirit, I will tell you at times when I've been unsettled or uneasy about a situation, maybe I have a strong worry that's trying to come on me, and I cast it, I literally get it and throw it on the Lord, which we talked about that last week, or earlier, I should say, in this series. When we do that, praying in tongues will often bring you rest, refreshing, but it also brings you peace and calm to your situation. Let's continue reading. Now, in addition to that, we also have personal edification. In other words, this builds us up spiritually. A lot of times people try to use their justification that you shouldn't speak in tongues because it only personally edifies you. But they don't know what edifying means. Edification is the act of building yourself up. But it's not just building yourself up physically. What you're doing is you are building yourself up spiritually. In other words, you're strengthening or growing your spirit, man. Let's continue reading. We also have builds up God's presence and the atmosphere we're in. Sometimes when I go in to do a teaching, whether if it's a, in the past when it was a Bible study or if I was leading a class, or if I'm turning around and I'm going in to minister to a large crowd or whatever, you know, if I'm inviting a convention, I'll often get there early and go in that atmosphere and start speaking in the spirit or praying in the spirit, I should say, to magnify God's atmosphere in that environment so that his works can be done. Let's continue. We also have it elevates or magnifies your level of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. We have the ability to praise in the spirit, and so this elevates, magnifies your or magnifies your level of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. It also helps to increase our sensitivity to being led and hearing God's voice. One of the things that people turn around and ask me probably most often is, how can I hear from God better? Well, in order to be led by the Holy Spirit or to hear God's voice better, the more time you spend praying in the Spirit, the more that will increase within your life. It creates a sensitivity to being led and hearing God's voice. The next one we have is it develops God's anointing and increases its presence. So again, it develops God's anointing within your life, and it increases its presence. In other words, there's times when you spend time praying in the Spirit, that anointing that's on you, it develops it. And as it increases it, you'll get clear understanding of what it is you need to do, what your next steps are, exactly how to grow in that. It builds that anointing on your life. And remember, anointing is when God blesses your abilities resources to accomplish his works that he's called for you to do within his within your life. And that brings glory to him. The next one we have is that it also allows us to pray about the future. And then the next one we have is it enables God to arrange deliverance and or protection for us or others. This is one of the most valuable things by praying in the Spirit. When we pray in the Spirit, it allows us to be able to pray about the future, our future or just the future in general, and it allows us to impact that. It tells us in Romans 4:17 that we have the ability to call things not as they were, but as they're meant to be. It also allows us that when we pray, it enables God to arrange protection or deliverance for us or others. Now, when I say it enables God, sometimes think, well, God's all-powerful. He can do whatever he wants. God is all-powerful. The question about faith, or not question, but the thing you have to understand is it's not about whether God has the power to do something. It's whether he has the authority to. Now, that throws a lot of people off, but here's what I'm going to tell you, or it can throw people off, so I should say, because based on what they taught is that God, everything's in God's control. But that's not accurate, and it doesn't line up with God's word. God has the power to do anything, anything. God has the power to do anything, but it doesn't mean he has the authority to. Why? Because we, as his children, he's given the authority to us through his son, Jesus Christ, and it's up to us to bring those things to pass. Remember, faith without works is dead, and the way you bring something to pass is by speaking it out. It's by using the authority in your spirit through your voice, exercising your faith to call those things that be not as they were, but as they are meant to be. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's teaching. As always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com where you can find all of our teachings. You can stream them 24 hours a day at no cost from there. In addition, we invite you to swing by our social media and connect with us. We invite you to go by our YouTube channel. We also invite you to go by our Facebook page or our Twitter. And at that point, we're inviting you to connect with these. Get connected, like them, share them, subscribe to them, and then share them with your friends. If these teachings are helping you, it's a good chance they're going to help others as well, and it'll open the doors for you to being able to explain to them things that you've wanted to talk to them or are led to talk to them about. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Power off.
Hallelujah. That's teachers.
Any questions? Clarity?
Number 9.
Is that the one going into the in the future?
The next one. It's the one next. It's after the future.
You pray for God for protection or to change something.
I think it's authority. Like you said, you don't have the number just so you know each one. Well, all I know is this is extremely heavy. And just knowing the power that we have with knowledge, you got to have knowledge of what it is so you can use it effectively, which gives you boldness and makes you courageous in acting out what God tells you to do, because you have been purposefully pulling yourself away to be with him in prayer and in tongues. It gives you a higher hierarchy with him, because that's a closer relationship. He can pour it to you, and there are times you don't even know what you're saying, but it fattens up your inner man, and the more you do it, the more sensitive you are to his movement.
Amen. That's so correct.
And since I've been reading the book on fasting and praying, fasting does some of the same things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is important. The walk that we are all walking together now is a walk that a lot of people in the body of Christ have not walked.
Amen.
We're trailblazers, and God wants us to be confident in what we're doing, to know what we're doing. So one of the things I'm going to do, Deacon AJ, I'm going to listen closely between now and Sunday and make sure I got all of the 9 or 10 benefits that Neil shared. There are more benefits. He said this is not an exhaustive list, but these
right.
are some of the benefits of using your prayer language, praying in the spirit. So I'm going to get them down so y'all can have them. I'm going to get them in my spirit so I can actually relate them to you. So if you want to be understand that. And so you'll be able to share this with somebody else. Because what we are learning, what we're receiving, what God is pouring into us is information, is knowledge that we are entrusted to pour into others. So I understand. Deacon AJ to know exactly what is being said, and that's a good thing. And so bless you on that. Any more questions or comments? Oh, excuse me. Back to you, Pastor Peace. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You think it's Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Any questions or comments, y'all?
This is just right. I'm grateful for what I've heard tonight. I definitely believe in it. I mean, that's not an issue. I believe in it. But getting a greater understanding of how you use it as well as why you use it and the benefits of what it's doing for you will empower me to do it more often. Areas that I've been put with spiritually is that Satan has made me feel a little inhibited, but this training or teaching has strengthened me to know that it's right to do it, which I already knew, and that no matter what I feel, that's one thing we got to take feelings out of the equation. This is not about a no. So, and you can't go. What you know or don't know. What you don't know, you can't do. But the more knowledge I get in me, it's willing to be able to go forth with confidence, knowing that this is what God do. And then there are issues that comes up in your life where, because the day I went through something, it's like I really didn't know how to pray about it. But I told myself, a few things was on my mind. But sometimes when you get like that, especially to stop, you can't get on your physical knees, but to bow your head in prayer and just pray in tongues or to moan it out, groan it out. God knows what it's all about.
Amen.
Words to tell him, or maybe the English words you want to tell him. It's like the issue I'm dealing with or that was in front of me, it's like, Lord, what do I do? I'm tired. I don't want this. I know that it's greater, but I don't want to say the wrong thing. So, and not knowing what to say to God, not wanting to put my foot in my mouth with the Lord, speaking in tongues, praying it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
moaning it out is the way to go. Forget about the English language and the words that I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be guilty of saying the wrong thing, even
mm-hmm.
though my heart is in the right place. But I may not choose the right words to say, or it may not sound
mm-hmm.
too good. I don't have to worry
yeah.
about how I just pray it out in tongues.
Amen.
I'm grateful. And I thank my sister, Pastor Peaches, for texting me, letting me know what they're teaching us, because I forward
yes.
enough Bible studies to do this. I say, of the two Bible studies, this was, would be more important to me. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't dial it on. It was a Zoom call. I dial it on every week on Tuesdays. Well, I haven't been with you these last few Tuesdays. I've been on with another study. But in knowing what this was about, I felt this was more important to my spirit, man.
Amen.
Amen. I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, First
Thanks.
Lady.
could I be back on Pastor Vi's comments about weaknesses and groanings? It seems like when you have a struggle in your spirit and in your flesh that you're trying to get a prayer out to God, when you can't make sense of it, that's a good time to go into tongues, because God will straighten out those weaknesses and those groanings, and that will help fatten up our inner man to take that flux away, and it gives you peace.
May I interject, Pastor Peaches?
Go ahead, Pastor.
See, the key is that this is your spirit, of God in you speaking directly to God.
Yes.
So you're saying exactly what needs to be said, because your spirit is doing that to God. So you may not understand it in the natural, but glory be to God. The Holy Spirit in you is hitting the nail on the head. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of times in life where you don't know what to say, you don't know what to pray, but don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Let's go into your prayer language, and everything going to be all right.
Yes.
Amen.
My mind goes
Amen.
Back to being raised at Donsville Temple, and sometimes we had all night prayer, and there were some old, there were the older saints, the mothers, and sometimes they were just speaking in tongues, and then sometimes they were
mm-hmm.
just moaning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And sometimes you don't have the words, but then after
mm-hmm.
a while, it seemed like the presence of God would come in, or the presence
mm-hmm.
of God would just fall. The anointing, it seemed like, and when that would happen, the anointing would be increased in the room.
That's right. Contagious.
Mm-hmm, 'cause sometimes you don't know what to say. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you just baffled at what, you can't find the words. And then that's when the moaning and the groaning. But they're moanings and groanings that God understands.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. How many minutes do we have left?
Oh, I think we done gone. Oh, wait a minute. 804. Oh, we done gone. And we stopped at 804, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Well, we done doubled the time.
All right. Okay. All right. We go again.
Today's topic that we're going to be discussing is praying in the Spirit, and this is part 3 in our teaching. Again, today's topic that we're continuing on is praying in the Spirit, and this is part 3. If you've been with us for the past couple weeks, you know that we've been covering the different types of prayer. There's 9 different main types of prayer that the Bible covers within the Word. And we've been covering those 9 different prayers and telling you exactly what they are and how they are. And we've been doing that so that when you go before the Lord and you pray, you make sure you're praying in the right manner. And what I mean by that is we've discovered that there are certain rules to prayer or how to pray. That's why sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes when people don't get their answers, their prayers answered, it's because they're not praying in the correct manner or praying the correct prayer. Other times they are, they're just not standing in faith to believe that it'll happen. There's different reasons why prayers are not answered. But one of the things we're going over is praying in the Spirit. And in praying in the Spirit, we took time to divide this into 3 different teachings. If this is your first time joining us, we invite you to go back to teaching 1 and then teaching 2. And here's why. In teaching one, I break down exactly what praying in the Spirit is. Basically, praying in the Spirit is referring to praying in tongues. There's a lot of different opinions out there or thoughts on what it is or what it isn't, when it's to be used or how it's to be used or when it's not supposed to be. We really break through all of that, and in a short period, we turn around and we cover exactly what praying in tongues is and why you should do it. In part two, we talk about the benefits of praying in tongues. In other words, we talk about, and yes, there are benefits, there are reasons why you pray in tongues. In fact, very strong reasons why you should, and some very strong benefits of that. That's why the Lord gave that to us. That's a gift from Him. It's one of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then in today's teaching, we're going to talk to you about how to receive the gift if you haven't received it already. We're going to talk about how to pray in tongues. And if you've already received the ability to pray in tongues, I still invite you to stay tuned, because it'll complete the series and add to your learning. But in addition to that, even if you've already received a tongue, there's no reason why you can't receive more than one prayer tongue. I'm going to say that again because some people may not know that. But it is possible for you to have more than one type of prayer tongue. Now, if all you ever have is one, that's okay. This isn't one of those things where when we check on level of believer, it's like if you have more than one, you're the baller of a believer. No, but I will tell you that it's a beautiful thing when you're praying and you hear a different tongue come out. I remember the first time that happened to me, I was like, what was that? And I realized as I was before the Lord that He had blessed me with another tongue. It wasn't something I asked for. It wasn't something I was seeking. It was just something that He blessed me because He loved me. I was in the Spirit with Him praying, and He blessed me with another tongue. So we're going to talk about that today. But as we talk today, I want to also share a couple of stories with you. But before we do, I want to get right into the Word. But as a reminder, I want to remind you that praying in tongues, what praying in tongues is, or praying in the Spirit, that's when you allow the Holy Spirit within you. Now, this is for believers only. If you're unsaved, then we will help you with that. You need to get saved because this is only for saved people. When you are saved, this is when you allow the Holy Spirit in you to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. We're going to say that again. Praying in the Spirit is when you allow the Holy Spirit in you to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. When you do that, you're speaking in things that only the Lord understands. At times, He'll give you interpretations of those, whether it be through thoughts in your mind or things that rise up in your heart. But He'll turn around and He's praying about things that He needs to for your benefit. Now, as we talk about this, I want to get right into the Word, and I want to share with you a scripture that we're going to be covering today. Today's scripture that we're going to be covering is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to be going through verses 4 through 11. So 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. This is where it talks about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. In fact, sometimes you may hear people refer to these as the manifestation gifts. These are the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, stay with us because this week we're also going to be starting a new series where we're going to be covering the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're going to break them down to their 3 categories that they are. We have 3 different categories. You have the revelation gifts, you have the inspiration or motivational gifts, as they're sometimes called, and then you have the power gifts. We're going to cover what each one of them are, what they look like, what they do, and I believe that that's going to be a true blessing to you because most people, when we teach on this, realize they've already been operating some. They just didn't know what it was. But when they gain the understanding of what it is and where it's at in God's Word, confidence comes with that. And as confidence comes with that, there's a boldness that arises, and people will start to exercise and use those more. And the more they grow in those and the more they're found faithful with those, the more they'll develop. So stay tuned with us this week as we begin to cover that. Today, however, I want to go right into the scripture, and we're going to take you to where it talks about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then we'll get to why. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. Ready? Let's read. There are diversities of gifts, but the same gift. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profitable. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. Now, as we begin to speak about this, The reason why I read this is because it covers all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. I wanted you to see that diverse types of tongues or different types of tongues is in the Word. And he did say tongues. That's because a couple reasons. One, people may have more than one tongue. But two, everybody has different types of tongues, okay? And as we described before, when the Lord gives you your heavenly tongue, it can be a tongue of man or a tongue of angels. And if it's a tongue of man, it doesn't have to be a current language that's operating in the world today. It could be a language from the past that has not operated, that doesn't operate anymore. It's a dialect that's not spoken anymore, okay? Now, in addition to that, he also states at the very end here that but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. What I'm going to explain to you, and we're going to cover next week, or the rest of this week, or later this week, whenever we start getting the gifts, is that there's nothing you can do to earn the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but there are things you can do to prepare or position yourself to receive the gifts. One of the things I will tell you is that in order to receive these gifts, any of these gifts, he's going to give them based on how he wills. But there is one gift out of all nine of the manifestation gifts that I believe is available to every single believer. The other gifts he's going to give as he wills, but there's one gift that he's already willed that everyone should have. The one gift that he has already willed that everyone should have is the ability to speak in tongues or diverse tongues, having the ability to speak in other languages. In other words, it's your heavenly prayer language. Why? Because the Lord desires the Holy Spirit to be able to pray through you directly to the Father so that you can have direct communication or fellowship with him one-on-one. This is shown to us in the Word. Now, that being said, sometimes people say, well, the Holy Spirit, you know, these gifts don't operate anymore. Well, the Holy Spirit's still around, right? In fact, I'm going to tell you that these gifts are going to operate until the second coming of Christ. They started in the upper room in the book of Acts when Peter and John were giving the report after being arrested. The Lord came down on them when they got together and united for corporate prayer, and the place shook, and then they were filled with tongues. And as they were, this gift will continue to operate until the Lord comes back. Why? Because right now we have the Holy Spirit with us because we're separated from the Lord. But when he reunites us and reestablishes his kingdom here on earth, that's when tongues will cease, because at that point we won't need to pray in tongues to speak to him. We'll be able to be directly with him. He has already willed for you to have this. But you're going to have to determine when you go before the Lord, make sure you get your heart right with him. Like I said, there's nothing you can do to earn the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but there are things you can do to make sure you're right to receive it with him. As you do that, if there's any unresolved sin within your life, you need to resolve that with him now. Just simply present that to him, ask for forgiveness, and then ask that he comes into your life and flood you with your prayer spirit or with your prayer language, that you might be able to pray in tongues or pray in the spirit to fellowship with him one-on-one. I will also tell you that when you hear people praying in tongues who have done it for some time, it seems like they rattle on entire sentences or paragraphs, or they just go on and on. I will tell you that as you begin to speak in the Spirit, it may only start with a couple words. It may just be ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I mean, it may just be the same words over and over and over. But the more you use it, just like a toddler growing up, how they learn how to speak, they may only start off with one or two words. But the more they speak and the more they're in the presence of others who speak, in other words, the more you're in the Lord's presence, the more that language will develop. I want to share with you how I turn around and receive the Holy Spirit. I remember years and years ago, I was just sharing this with my children the other day. Years and years ago, I was at my in-law's house, and as I was at my in-law's house, I remember asking them how to speak in tongues because I had read about it in the Bible. Well, they turned around and shared it with me, and as I was on their couch in their living room, I remember going before the Lord and praying, and basically this is what I did. I'm not saying all people should do this, but this worked for me. I turned around and I realized that even though sometimes when we pray in the Spirit, it may not come down on us like fire necessarily. I have talked to people who believe that they're just going to wait for that. You know, it tells us in the Word that faith that works is dead. It also tells us that we must learn to confess or use our mouth. So I realized that I needed to turn around and start opening my mouth and speaking. So sometimes people, when they're ready to receive the gift of praying in the Spirit, they start praying in their natural language. But they're so focused on praying in their natural language or their native language that they don't give any room for the Holy Spirit to work. So what you need to turn around and do is you turn around and you just simply open your mouth. You free your mind of all thought because you can't be thinking like, is this happening or not? And all you simply do, or this is what I did, I simply went before the Lord and I started moving my mouth. And so I started babbling like a baby. I opened my mouth and I went, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, And just like that, my prayer language came out. Now, you just heard my prayer language. You're like, oh, there's a prayer. You got to have an interpretation. That's not necessarily how that works. You know, I'm going to give you an instruction. If you ask someone how to change your oil, well, they may actually have to put a video together or get underneath your car and show you how to change your oil. So when I'm teaching you how to pray in the Spirit, it's okay for me to pray in the Spirit before you so that you understand how to do it. Otherwise, I'm going to say, you got to do this, but not give you an example of it. I'm giving you an example of it. Guys, you need to get outside of your religious mind and the religious framework that you've been taught to think with and start to get into the Spirit. Last story. Recently, just a couple weeks ago, I was at a class that we were teaching, and in this class we were talking about praying a healing and gifts of the Holy Spirit and things like that. And there was a gentleman who had wanted to receive the gift of praying in tongues who had never did it there. Corporately, as a group, we were all praying in the Spirit. So this gentleman goes ahead and he starts to pray, and as he is, other guys are praying with him, and they're really trying to turn around and help him pray in the Spirit, but nothing's happening. So I call him over to the side when they're done, and because I was led to do so. And I said, brother, here's how I learned how to speak in tongues, and here's what I'm going to tell you to do. One, you were over there praying, but I bet you were praying in your native language, in your natural language, correct? And he said, yeah. I said, don't do that.